My entitled, greedy maid of honor used money that was meant for my bachelorette party to pay off her credit card debt without anybody knowing. And as a result of finding out this information, I've decided to kick her out of my wedding, and I'm now being called a jerk by members of my family. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I'm a 23-year-old female, and I'm getting married in a couple of days. My maid of honor was in charge of planning my bachelorette party, which I wanted to be a surprise. We live in a city, but none of us live downtown, so I was hoping for a hotel room downtown and having a fun night out with friends, maybe a brunch or something like that. Most of the bridal party live locally, but two girls flew in just for this. When the maid of honor picked me up 2 weeks ago on Friday, I was excited to see where we were going and what we would be doing. Well, we ended up going down to her one-bedroom townhome and spent the whole weekend there. There were 8 of us in total, so needless to say, it was cramped, and we kept running into issues with only one bathroom. On Friday night, we had games and ordered pizza. Saturday, we had a mimosa bar. We went shopping, ordered food, and watched a movie, all before parting ways on Sunday. And this was just not the bachelorette party of my dreams, or even a particularly fun weekend, but it was okay, and I appreciated it. Last weekend, my fiance had just returned from a work trip. I had not caught him up to speed on the party because there really wasn't much to report. But when he returned, we were chatting, and I told him about the party. He looked confused, but said nothing else that evening. The next day, I got a message from my maid of honor asking to meet up to talk about something. She revealed that my fiance had given her a significant amount of money over a year ago, with the intention that it would be used to pay for a bachelorette party. It would have been enough money to pay for the entire bridal party to do a week-long vacation out of town, including airfare, hotel, food, drinks, and a lot of fun. Now, for the record, I wasn't expecting this type of event. A weekend downtown would have been wonderful. And even though the party at her home wasn't what I hoped for, I was fine with it because I got to be with all of my friends. But that didn't matter much once I found out what she did with the money. Instead of using it on me having a good bachelorette party, she instead used the money to pay off credit card debt and hope that nobody would notice. I told her I needed some time to process this, and I decided to go home. After talking with my fiance about it, I decided that the best action would be to remove her from the wedding. I came to this decision because I don't feel I can trust her, and I don't want her to be standing next to me at my wedding. I slept on it overnight, and I sent her a text saying this on Monday. Since then, I've been getting text messages from her mom and boyfriend telling me how awful I am for doing this, since I didn't need a big party, and my now former maid of honor was able to financially benefit from it. My own mother is also against removing her from the wedding, as she's like a sister to our family, and how she thinks it would be tragic for me to get married without her there. The rest of the bridal party is split, with half saying I shouldn't have kicked her out, and the other half completely agreeing with me. My former maid of honor has called me crying, because she already has her dress, and she can't wear it anywhere else. Also, as a side note, my fiance and I paid for all the dresses. At this point, I want the wedding to be over with, so I can be on my honeymoon and not have to deal with all of these people. So honestly, I need to know, am I the jerk for kicking my maid of honor out of my wedding after she stole the money that was meant for my bachelorette party? What should I do? This is insane to me, mostly because I can't imagine anyone being on the maid of honor's side. Like, what she did is so unacceptable, it is literally theft. She didn't financially benefit from this situation. She stole money from your fiance and didn't use it the way it was supposed to be used. And from the sounds of it, it sounds like a lot of money. Like, she was given a significant chunk of change. Also, you could have some kind of party out of town without having to drop any money on your own. Like, it doesn't sound like this was like a couple $100. If anything, it sounds like several thousands of dollars. And I'm thinking like somewhere in the 5-digit mark. And if it's seriously that much, and she really thought that nobody would notice and she would just get away with it, that in my opinion is so disturbing and so toxic. I mean, if I was in the original poster's shoes, there's no way I would want her at my wedding. This supposed friend and quote sister of the family stole from my fiance and used the money that was given to her for her own selfish needs. Like, I seriously just cannot fathom anybody defending this situation, because this is so unacceptable. So no, absolutely not. I don't think you're the jerk in this situation. Your maid of honor is insane for thinking she could get away with this. So I don't blame you for getting away from her and deciding that she can't be a part of your wedding. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My entitled manager demands that I stay late so that I I can work overtime just like everybody else. And despite the fact that I was the best worker at this place, I decided to maliciously comply, essentially getting paid for doing nothing. And I've never felt better about sitting on my phone and doing nothing while everybody else was working hard. Here's what happened. Years ago, I was working a call center job for a well-known e-commerce site. We were first and foremost phone or chat customer support, but also would respond to customer emails that would come in the form of tickets. During the holidays, we would get absolutely wrecked with emails since people were doing their holiday shopping. The company would routinely understaff during the holidays and then require us to do mandatory overtime to compensate for the extra calls and emails we received. Now, as a note, we're in Texas, which is an at-will employer state, so this is totally legal, by the way, even though it's morally awful. Anyways, I was consistently one of their top ticket closers, averaging about 150 tickets a day, whereas some other employees averaged maybe about 70, if that. Mandatory overtime season rolls around, and my boss sends out an email that every employee will be assigned 25 extra tickets during each day of this week, and of which they're expected to stay past their scheduled shift time to complete it. During the workday, we were expected to close the same amount of tickets we would normally close, which is all outside of the additional tickets that we were assigned. Those tickets we would pick out of a shared ticket queue and assign to ourselves. Monday, I come in, I knock out the 25 tickets that were pre-assigned to me, and I go on my merry way closing the additional 150-ish tickets I normally close. I finish by the end of my shift, and then I leave. I was the top ticket closer that day by a wide margin. My boss would leave at 5 o'clock, but would be checking our time clocks from home to see when we clocked out. Tuesday morning rolls around, and first thing, my boss pulls me aside for an impromptu meeting. My boss said to me, "I noticed you didn't stay late last night to complete your tickets like everybody else." I said to them, "Correct. I completed the assigned tickets in addition to my normal workload without needing to stay late, so I left." My boss then said, "Well, if you finished all those tickets within your scheduled workday, that doesn't count as extra work. Those tickets would count as part of your normal work week, which means you are in violation of our mandatory overtime policy." I respond back by saying, "Well, as you can see, I am the top ticket closer by a wide margin, and you can also see that I completed the extra work that is expected of me and then some. So what is the expectation going forward?" My boss looked at me and said, "The expectation is that you'll stay late like everybody else and do the extra work." Now, at this point, I didn't feel like arguing much further, and things were getting a bit heated in this discussion. I then made it known that it didn't seem fair that I should be punished for being faster at closing tickets than most of my colleagues, and that I'm still completing the extra work while closing twice as many tickets as everyone else. We seemed to be at an impasse between my having finished what was expected of me and what was actually important to her, which was me being clocked in after hours like everyone else. I welcomed her to assign me an additional 25 tickets a day, bringing my additional total of tickets all the way up to 50, and this was because it seemed like 25 extra tickets was no problem to complete. I also agreed to stay late just to work on them. Every day that week, I came in, knocked out the extra tickets, and closed my normal amount of tickets, sometimes working through lunch as well. By the end of my shift, I had averaged around 200 tickets each day, and I then sat at my desk and did absolutely nothing on my phone for over an hour while still clocked in. I had a nice little bit of overtime pay between staying late and working through lunch. So I guess the moral of this story is that if you want me to work late, I'm definitely gonna work late. Thanks for paying me overtime to do the same thing I would be doing while sitting on my couch at home after work. It just goes to show that the efficient employees will always be punished with more work. Wow, that manager is a complete idiot. Seriously, why would you make them stay later if they did all their work? Like, they did the extra 25 tickets. Why would you then have a problem with them staying late? In a perfect world, an employee like this would have been rewarded, as well as given a raise or more incentives to keep doing more tickets. Like, why would you be like, "No, it's not fair for you to leave early because you did all your stuff. You need to stay late just like everybody else." Like, seriously, that's a massive waste of time, and nobody needs that. Like, they're just lighting money on fire at that point. As this original poster said it best, they are literally just gonna sit there and do nothing on their phone. I bet you that manager only did that so they could use that as some kind of incentive to show to their manager that, hey, everybody's working late. Look at all these people staying overtime and doing their job. I literally think your boss was just trying to use you as some kind of pawn in their own game. So truly, good for you for getting that overtime by doing absolutely nothing. Your manager sounds like a complete idiot, but in the end, you got some sweet overtime pay, which hopefully made the entire experience of staying late well worth it. I broke up with my girlfriend because she was gaining weight, but now that she's lost weight, she has started to become attractive again, and I'm wondering if I should get back back in a relationship with her, or if I should just let it go and move on. Here's what happened. So about 2 years ago, I met a girl in my master's program by the name of Stacy. Stacy is not her real name. Stacy is one of the most amazing and intelligent people I've ever met in my life. Every conversation with her is exciting and interesting. She has such a broad array of hobbies, interests, and knowledge, and I feel truly thankful for every conversation I have with her. Not once in my life have I ever met anyone who I felt understood me like her, and I can honestly say that she might be the smartest person I've ever met in my life. She and I quickly hit it off and fell into a situationship that lasted about 8 months or so before we broke things off. At first, the relationship was great, and our energies matched pretty well. We studied and hung out together all the time, and I was happy. Stacy has an ADHD diagnosis, and when we first met, she was using a prescription that suppressed her appetite. Before her diagnosis, she was about 30 to 40 pounds heavier, and 4 months into the relationship, she had a medication change and started to gain back to what it seems like is her baseline before graduate school, all based off of old pictures. Now, I hate to say it, but her baseline before graduate school is heavier than what I'm attracted to. While she wasn't obese or anything like that, most people I think would say that she was a little bit chubby. I tried for a couple of months to get past it, but I started to lose interest in her, and I found myself declining in being close with her. I couldn't bring myself to tell her it was because of her weight. Stacy has a relatively bad attitude towards exercise to begin with, and I worried about hurting her feelings and shaking that confidence she carried with her every day. We had also been dating for a few months, and I didn't feel it was fair for me to ask my partner to change how she maintained her body so early in a relationship. I started to make excuses when she would come on to me, saying I wasn't in the mood or that I was too stressed out, just avoiding to tell her the root cause. I hate to say it, but as this progressed, I also started feeling bad about going out in public with her. I like to think that I am pretty handsome. I mean, people compliment me on my appearance relatively often. I exercise regularly, I have some good muscle mass, and I do my best to eat healthy. A couple of friends mentioned to me behind closed doors that they felt I could do better than her. I started resenting her not valuing my effort in the gym, as well as her lack of value towards fitness. I subconsciously stopped touching her in public and started avoiding situations around the house where we could be closer than we normally would. I cited the stress of school as the cause of my withdrawal, and as a result, we started to fight more often. She is an explosive fighter and confronts issues directly and intensely, whereas I'm pretty avoidant and have a bad habit of not bringing up problems until they get really bad. We eventually agreed mutually to cut it off. I explained that our frequent and intense verbal fighting was too intense for me, and she vocalized that she felt she wasn't given enough attention and she wanted more physical time together than I was willing to give her, if you know what I mean. I felt like a complete jerk for letting her go without even trying to talk to her about the weight problems, as I feel we both missed out on what could have been a beautiful and lifelong relationship. Fast forward a year and a half after the breakup, and Stacy and I are still best friends. We talk every day and we fight seldom. We have both had a couple of flings since the breakup, but are now both single again. She has lost weight, and I am finding myself feeling attracted to her again. Now, I know I just spent the last paragraphs telling about all the bad things in our relationship, but it is a disservice to exclude the good. She is so charismatic and funny, she is interesting, intelligent, and overall an amazing person to be around. She is the kind of woman that leaves everybody that has interacted with her better than what they were before. In the months that I have known her, I feel I've grown more as a person than any time before in my life. And I really do think I made her life better too. I desperately want to ask her out and give the relationship another shot, but I really worry about things going back to how they were. What's more, I don't want to make her feel bad about her body again. She is an amazing person, and she deserves to feel happy and confident with the way she looks. I am assuming that the correct answer here is to let my feelings go and allow her to go find someone who loves her unconditionally, regardless of her weight. But I can't help but worry that I'm never going to meet someone like her ever again. I feel super guilty that something so shallow is the thing that is keeping me from someone I could have otherwise seen myself spending the rest of my life with. But a relationship where one partner isn't physically attracted to the other is not healthy. I recognize and accept that people age and nobody stays young and good looking forever, but I feel that losing that before your 30s is just too early. So now I'm at a total loss and I seriously don't know what to do.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, this is seriously insane to me. You dumped this lady all because of her weight, and now that she's losing weight again, you're like, oh, wait a second, I want to get back with her. Like, seriously, that is such a selfish and shallow thing to do, it's not even funny. You would literally be throwing her back into another toxic relationship, and the reason why it's toxic is because of you. If I were in your shoes, no matter how I felt, there's no way I would go back into that relationship. I would allow her to move on with her life and not be so shallow that I would want to get back with her all because her appearance has changed. Like, seriously, I think you should just leave her alone. Like, I really think you're going about this in a really unhealthy way. And I think it's in your best interest to leave her alone and let her find somebody who's much better for her in the long run. My narcissistic father has told me that I will amount to nothing in life, mocking me and making fun of me, as well as treating me like garbage after I've sacrificed so much just to help him out in his time of need. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So to start things out, my dad is elderly. He's partially disabled as he walks with a cane and has mobility issues. And most of all, he is a narcissist. My mom passed away 2 years ago unexpectedly, and she was the single most person I was the closest to in my life. And since her passing, difficult has been an understatement. My dad treats me as though I'm disposable. I have helped him in every way possible. Within the last year, I basically temporarily have moved in to help him as he had health issues earlier in the year and was in the hospital several times. He was diagnosed with some level of heart failure and has kidney disease, which was maintainable until this year when it worsened a bit because of the heart issues that he has. I basically became his caretaker and took on this role even against my better judgment of how he has treated me over time. My sister sometimes helps, but not often enough to make a difference. She is not working at the moment, and my dad gives her money to help her. In a lot of ways, he tries to buy her affection because she has taken space from him when he's been disrespectful in the past, so now he tries to do everything to get on her good side. However, with me, he basically treats me like he can say anything in the world to me. I've tried to set multiple boundaries, and it's been very tricky territory. I plan to move out, so I've been apartment searching, which has been difficult. However, in the interim, it's made things very difficult because I depend on him financially right now, since I basically put my whole life on hold to be his caretaker. So when he doesn't like a certain thing or being spoken to in a certain way, he basically then threatens to not pay me for the following month. For instance, it's almost the end of October and something happened today, and he basically said he's not going to pay me November 1st because he doesn't want my help. It's become such a toxic situation. Today, I came in the room that he was in and he had put his cane directly on top of my laptop. I asked him to please not do that, and he then gave me immediately a very hard time and told me that I am always coming after him and telling him what to do. He told me that my laptop shouldn't have been there because that's always where he puts his cane. I tried to maintain a calm demeanor, but at the same time, I tried to tell him that I'm not coming after him, just to let him know when something isn't right. He doesn't like being told what to do. But at the same time, he has done things that are unsafe recently that I've had to tell him to stop. For instance, today he had spilled water on the floor and didn't notice it, I guess, which I almost slipped on. I told him he has to be more mindful around the sink. Also, he will leave his portable heater on even when going out. And so I told him that he has to turn that off for safety reasons. He told me that I'm coming after him and that he doesn't want me around. He doesn't want me to even talk and he doesn't want my help. He told me that he isn't going to give me money on the first of the month and that he will do everything himself. There have been numerous times where he has threatened me like this before. It's honestly done mental damage on me to have to rely on somebody who can be so verbally awful. I've been doing everything to get out of the situation and I continue to do so vigorously. I regret coming to help him because because before this, I had my own life and my own finances and apartment. He told me I will amount to nothing in my life, that I'm so irritating to be around, and much more. It makes me feel incredibly emotional and incredibly alone. I know I should not believe the things he says because he is a straight up narcissist, but sometimes I react to what he says, which I can't do because he typically uses that and says to me, "Wow, look how emotional you're getting." Today, I didn't react in an emotional way, but I did tell him that this is not okay. He basically just kept on and then screamed at me to get out of his face. I'm honestly in a very bad emotional spot right now because of all of this. He makes me feel like I can't actually rely on him in any capacity, and that he is able to flip the switch at any point in time with my emotions. And now at this point, with all things considered, I seriously don't know what to do. Wow, this is an awful situation. I'm just gonna say it, your dad sounds awful. Either he's grieving the loss of his wife, or he really is just a massive piece of garbage, and he seriously needs a reality check. Like, you literally uprooted your life just to help take care of him. You didn't need to do that. You easily could have looked the other way and done nothing about his life situation. I mean, this guy has so many health problems, it's not even funny. And the fact that he wants to act like this and treat you like garbage, as if you're some kind of punching bag in his life, is so unacceptable. It's just something that I would not put up with. So good for you for making the steps necessary so that you can get out of this awful situation. Look, your dad is not a nice person. He doesn't sound like a good person in the slightest. And whether he's grieving the loss of his wife, or if he is just being an awful person altogether, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. You do not need to live in this toxic situation. And here's the thing, if he really wants help and he needs somebody to help take care of him, he can use that money he was paying you and give it to an actual care worker who can give him exactly what he needs and still clock out at the end of the day. Because I'm willing to bet one day he's gonna look up and realize that he's alone. And hopefully he'll realize that he should have treated you a lot better. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.